Air Force One, repeat.
He's flying duplex.
Duplex did not copy. Did not copy.
This helicopter tank for Johnson.
Digest. This is Crown. Now you are breaking. You are breaking.
Air Force One, this is Andrew. Sir, can you change positions? You've got a bad position there on the set.
Yes, this is Duplex.
Duplex, which part of it?
Requesting helicopter transportation for President Johnson and party, sir.
That is all laid on. Tell them everybody aboard will be choppered into the south ground.
That's a roger.
Digest, this is Duplex, come in.
Roger, Duplex. Take off the car, 405X.
Digest, this is Duplex, say again.
WH-405X.
Digest, this is Crown, repeat.
Crown, I'm trying to order Lighthouse car 105X.
I understand you're ordering two cars, is that a roger?
Stand by one, so we're going to see if we can fix up the mic up on the plane. Air Force One, Andrews, request you change position. You have a bad mic. You're coming in completely busted.
Okay, how's this?
Air Force One, Andrews, roger. Go ahead with your traffic now, sir.
Digest the Duplex, how's this?
Go ahead, Digest, it's Duplex.
Again, I repeat. Three helicopters. Transport people to the White House lawn, okay?
That is affirmative.
Roger. Okay. White House 102 and 405X for transportation to Navy Hospital, okay?
That is affirmative.
That's a roger. I am keeping, I will join Hill and his party to Navy Hospital, okay?
Digest, this is Duplex. You accompany the body aboard the helicopter.
Roger. Request. I was unable to get a hold of Payne and Bob Burke.
Go ahead. I'm received.
Air Force One, Andrews. Go ahead, sir.
This is Digest again, Duplex.
Go ahead, Digest. This is Duplex.
Payne and has arrived, okay?
Say again, Digest.
Still pain and hurt. Are not notified.
Okay.
Say again, sir.
That is affirmative, Digest.
Okay, Jerry, one more. Stand by. one more. Hover ship is on 6970.
Right. Go ahead, Digest.
Say again, sir.
Go ahead, Digest.
Repeat. Hover. 6970, okay?
That's affirmative, I receive.
Do you have any questions? Just enough.
Not at the moment. If we do, we'll call back.
Listen, Roger, but hold on.
I got Captain Shepard on the
line.
Oh, is it? Yeah, he wants to talk to the aircraft.
Good. Hey, Jess, it's Duplex. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Digest. This is Duplex.
Did you call Dr. John Walsh in Washington and advise him of our arrival?
That is affirmative.
Okay.
Where does Lace want Dr. Walsh to meet her?
Dr. Walsh to meet her.
Where?
Say again, sir.
Digest, this is Duplex. Where does Lace wish Dr. Walsh to meet her?
Dr. White House when we get there with her.
At the White House.
Okay, thank you. That's affirmative.
I don't have anything, but I think they want the line open here.
Roger, Digest, this is Crown. I have witness standing by.
I guess I can hang up.
We can get him, but another call here.
Digest? Hello. Digest, this is Crown. Come in. Digest, this is Crown. Come in.
Air Force One, Anders. Dagger to Crown. Air Force One, Anders. Say again. Go ahead, sir.
This is Crown. Come in.
This is Dagger to Crown. I have traffic for Maine.
Air Force One. This is Crown. Repeat.
Andrews 90, I'll copy. Andrews, I've been here, ma'am, sir.
San Jose, West Rambos, Air Force Weather. He's still waiting to bring up Air Force One. We've been waiting now for 15 minutes. What's up?
Right, so we're running two patches at one time to the White House, and they're real busy. We can't get through to them. They're making arrangements to take the body off and everything else.
Let me patch in with Air Force Weather, so he'll know.
Right, I already told him that earlier.
Go ahead, sir.
Weather's on. Hello, sir?
Yes, sir.
Right, we're running two patches at one time to Air Force One right now from the White House, and they're making arrangements about taking the casket and stuff off.
Right.
And we can't get through to you. As soon as we can, we'll give you a call.
Okay, he needs that temperature before he gets here.
Right, sir. We'll get, should be done pretty soon. They've been on it quite a while now.
Okay, buddy.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Andrews Air Force One, loud and clear. Okay, stand by and we'll have General Heaton come on this line as soon as the other patches are completed.
Roger, sir. I have Command Post Weather. They've been standing by for about 15 minutes. They'd like to get a patch to you. Can we run it at this time, sir?
Yes, go ahead with them.
Roger, stand by one.
Command Post?
Roger.
Can you bring Weather up now? I got Air Force One.
Weather's on. Go ahead.
Air Force One, Andrews. Weather's on. Would you give him a call, sir?
Weather, Air Force One. Go ahead.
This is Command Post Weather. Be advised of a severe weather area from 40 miles west of Greenwood, Mississippi, to 20 miles west of Blytheville, Arkansas, extending 120 miles, 120 miles to the east, for tornadoes, tops 50,000. Want you to be advised of that. I have a revised landing forecast Andrews, if you're ready to copy, over.
Stand by, one, I'll have to call you back on it.
Roger.
Okay, I'll call you right back, sir.
All right.
You got one right here, also.
Who's this, sir? Hello? Hello? Hello, Crown? Hello, Crown?
Andrew assigned the interviewing, sir.
Colonel Norman, General LeMay's aide.
Right.
General LeMay is in a C-140.
Right.
Last three numbers are 497. Sam, C-140.
497, last three numbers.
Right. He's inbound. His code name is Grandson, and I want to talk to him.
Grandson. Okay, sir, we'll see what we can do. We're real busy with Air Force One right now.
Okay, you don't have a capability to work more than one, huh?
Well, we're running Air Force One on two different frequencies. We're giving them two different patches at one time right now, and that's all we can do. And what is your drop, sir? Are you off drop off the Washington switch?
Well, I am, yes. Either drop 303 or 79225.
79225.
If you can't work him now, it's going to be too late because he'll be on the ground in a half hour.
Okay, and what is your name again, sir?
Colonel Norman, D-O-R-M-A-N.
D-O-R-M-A-N. Okay, I'll try to get back to you if we can get him right away, sir.
Thank you.
Right? Andrew, it's now copy on 1-1. Air Force One, Andrew, it's now copy, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead, Liberty.
Did you want an ET number? I have 970 on 90.
You have 970 on 90.
He's off the 2115. Copy that. He's off the 2115, estimating 2330. Relay to Alpha Juliet 2.
2330 for Andrews, and he was off, okay, he was off at 2115, estimating Andrews 2330 Alpha Juliet 2.
That's affirmative, and we're going to copy his, passenger lights on teletype,
Okay.
What did he want on 18?
They're going to get 972 and give him a check and get his stuff, but I can't right now. I'm too busy.
Okay.
Right on.
Liberty, Liberty, this is yours.
Roger. And can we work more? Let me get out of this interference.
Liberty 970, I copy here.
86970, Andrews, now copy me, sir.
That's your last clear.
Roger, loud and clear. Stand by one, sir.
Roger.
Hello, Sam?
Yeah, how do we stand on Air Force One patch?
We're too busy right now. We got weather standing by, and crowd standing by, and you standing by.
Okay, give us a call when you get through.
Righto.
All right.
Air Force One, Andrews.
Okay, can you bring up 6756 real quick?
Roger, we're up 6756.
Okay, when we stand by?
Roger, 970, Andrews, stand by one.
I also have Liberty come up on 5-6 also.
Roger.
Coming.
First time interviewing, sir.
Andrews, single drive man?
Right.
This is 16th Air Force Command Post, Major Trent speaking. I'd like to get a phone contact with NAV, this November Alpha Bravo 90. I'd like to talk to Monument aboard that aircraft.
NAV 30 NAB?
November Alpha Bravo 90.
Okay, stand by one, sir. Air Force One, Andrews, good and readable on me, sir. Air Force One, Andrews, now copy, sir.
Somebody lost me, sir, Ali.
Station calling, one tag, please.
Sir Liberty, 88.
Roger, Liberty, loud and clear.
Roger, is reading a good readable. Do you read him?
Roger. Okay, put me into the correction. Take this and relay it for me, then I'll want to patch.
Liberty, Andrews, meet me landline.
Air Force One, this is Andrews, go ahead.
Okay, when you pass the command post, all people concerned is report time and moving up to 23000, guys.
This is Andrews, Roger. Copy, we'll relay, sir.
Roger, and pick up that weather warning from the Air Force command post and see if there's anything to it, please. We just don't have time unless it's important.
Roger, stand by one.
Air Force Command Post, Major Petrus.
Right, can I have weather, please?
Just a minute, please.
Weather on. Right, sir, I have Air Force One. He's real busy, and he wants to know how severe this weather warning is.
Right out.
It's for tornadoes. That's pretty severe.
Okay, hold that one.
All right.
Okay. Air Force One, Air Force One, Andrews. Air Force One, Air Force One, Andrews. Air Force One, Air Force One, Air Force One, Andrews. Andrews, 6-7 out, copy, sir.
Air Force One,
Andrew is loud and clear. I have a weather. That weather is pretty important. Would you give him a call, sir?
Weather, Air Force One. Go ahead now, please.
All right. Be advised that these severe weather area is for tornadoes. Tornadoes is the severity. Radar reports top in the area at the present time 47 to 51,000. Over.
Roger, and what area is this? I'm sorry, I didn't get it before.
This is for an area 40 miles west of Greenwood, Mississippi, to 20 miles west of Blytheville, Arkansas, and 120 miles east of both of those portions. It's on your flight path, over.
And 120 miles east of both of these locations, is that correct?
Right. You draw a line from Greenwood to Blytheville and 120 miles east of that line.
Okay.
Roger, your new landing temperature, Andrew, 62 degrees, over.
62.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
Can you stand by one?
Say again and go ahead, sir. Air Force One, this is Crown, come in. One, Air Force One, this is Crown, come in.
This is Dagger on Air Force One, to Crown.
Roger, I have freedom, I have witness standing by for a patch.
We'll have witness in 1 minute. Could we go ahead with traffic for Bain, Crown?
Roger, you have someone else calling Bain. Is that a Roger?
That's a Roger. This is Dagger calling Bain. Over.
Stand by. Mr. Dagger, duplex is on. Go ahead.
Dagger to duplex. Messages from Volunteer and Victoria relative to activities tonight.
Go ahead, Dagger. This is Duplex.
You are aware that we will go to Brown for meetings.
Affirmative. Go ahead.
Anchor to Crown. Crown.
Air Force One enters. Go ahead, sir.
Volunteer will reside at Valley for an indefinite time. I repeat, volunteer will reside at Valley for an indefinite time. Victoria, Quint, and Venus halt to Valley with agent.
Will you say again?
Venus should go out to Valley with agent.
That is a roger, that is a roger. Venus will go to Valley with agent. Victoria will hold down Valley at the first to ground. You understand, over.
Victoria will go to Valley after first going to ground.
Okay. That's affirmative.
Do you also understand that for residential purposes, volunteer go at Valley?
That is affirmative. That is affirmative.
All right, that is all the traffic I have.
You will get. Okay, okay.
All right, sir.
I'll take it. You'll take it. They're through it so far right now.
Hey, ground. Ground. Ground, enter the ground. Enter the ground. Hello, ground.
Now, this is ground, go ahead.
Yeah, you got any more for us right now?
That's a negative right at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Right, can you transfer this call to the other airways here at Andrews?
Stand by.
Thank you.
8995, Kilo Echo 683.
Yes. Hey, again?
Can you get all this primary, or is 1-3 still primary?
We're running patches on 1-3 and also 316.
Okay, we're holding on. Okay. We got 970, we're on a patch around track.
Okay.
Give me a patch on the ground, please.
Roger, stand by one.
Why, yes.
Right, stand by for Air Force One.
Roger.
Air Force One, Andrews, Crown out.
Now, Crown Air Force One, this is a message from Wing going to Slugger.
The Slugger is
to meet aircraft as soon as possible. If he cannot do this, he is to see Wing as soon as possible. As soon as possible, go ahead.
Roger, roger. Wing 2 Slugger, meet aircraft as soon as possible. If this is impossible, see Wing as soon as possible. Go ahead.
That is correct. Or contact him any way feasible.
Roger, roger. Crown, understand. Any further? Go ahead.
Negative, and I suspect that Slugger is back in Dallas.
Roger, roger.
970.
970, Liberty.
I'm all done now. I'll have another one in about 5 minutes.
970 Liberty, nobody is at home except the maid at Dallas anyway, go ahead.
Good.
Need a forecast for Andrews 0530, ground temperature in the works for 972.
Roger, we'll get a force as possible here.
Traffic park run.
Air Force One, this is Crown, come in.
Request Victoria to cancel or death her commercial telephone. That is Volunteer and Victoria's commercial telephone at Valley. Could be temporarily discontinued and security lines to be put in. Just Waka personnel get on that understand. Over.
That's a roger, roger. Cancel commercial lines at Valley, at Valley, and install Waka circuits, Waka circuits. Is that a roger?
That is a roger.
Roger, will do.
Air Force One, Andrews, go ahead.
Okay, give me a crown, please.
Roger, wait one. White House?
Stand by for
Air Force One.
Air Force One, give crown.
Air Force One, Andrews, give crown a call.
Roger, Air Force One. We'd like a patch with winter, and patch is coming from Warrior, go ahead.
Roger, roger, stand by.
Warrior, how do you read me, over?
Crown Andrews, be advised, Warrior calling you. Warrior, Andrews, stand by.
I now have winner for Warrior. Go ahead.
Which one, Andrews?
Warrior. Warrior from Crown.
Hello, Liberty. He's in the patch right now.
AF1 from Crown.
Warrior, how do you read, over?
Warrior from Crown, you're loud and clear. I'm putting winner on now. Do you, roger?
Crown, this is Warrior. I want winner, over.
Warrior from Crown, go ahead and transmit winner. Winner is on the line.
Winner, this is Warrior. Do you read me, over?
I hear you. Over.
Hospital.
That is a roger, but we are not
saying that yet, over.
Well, we've already said it. I should have checked with you before doing it, but I don't think it makes too much difference. It takes a lot of, we should know it, and it takes a lot off of us by doing it. I was in error. Over.
So far as that press area on the south lawn, there is no objection to that. There is no objection to that.
Should that be live? Would we permit live? Yes, you told me that. Okay. Anything else?
And Andy, would you repeat that?
Anything else that I should know?
Wait a minute, you're breaking, but let me think about that for just a second. Would you please?
Okay.
Yes, the pool on this aircraft is Chuck Robertson Smith. We lost Bill somewhere along the line. We don't have AP aboard, but I have given them the statement of volunteer on the deck, which he will make at the airport. Over.
Oh, I understand you. Okay, over and out.
No, don't out on me yet, because are you still there, Winner?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
I think that we're going to tell the press that on arrival, hold on just a second, wait a minute, I've got Clifton here, he's trying to give me something, hold on. Develops, or whatever you call it, over.
Yes, over and out.
Give me time for everyone.
AF1, this is Crown.
This is Warrior to Crown. Crown, are you reading over?
Warrior, this is Crown. Loud and clear,
Crown, hold one for a transmission from witness, over.
Roger. Would also like to confirm at this time the request from AF1.
Crown, this is Watchman, over.
This is Crown. Go ahead, Watchman. AF1 from Crown. You were broken. Say again.
This is Watchman. They've got Mr. Bundy on the line. Over.
Roger. Stand by. Crown, your party on this end is on. Go ahead and transmit to him.
This is Watchman. Crown, please monitor. Mr. Johnson, but the base is on base. He told the Secretary McNamara at 6:30 at the White House. But Mr. Rusk is in town, fine for Mr. Rusk. If he is not in town, then we do not want an acting secretary. Over.
Correct. Will you tell him that the acting cabinet will be at the airport to greet him. He can bring McNamara and me in his chopper to the White House. Over.
That is correct. That is all right. We will do that. Now, take another message. Over.
Yeah.
Secondly, I told Jerry Bain about a White House staff meeting.
Yeah.
There will be no White House staff meeting tonight.
Right.
There will be tomorrow. Over.
Correct. I have it. Mate, let me repeat your message. Over. First, that the President wishes to meet with SecDef and me at the White House on return from Andrews. Second, that there will be no other meeting this evening. There will be a White House staff meeting on call tomorrow. Over.
No, that is not correct. He wants to meet with the leadership about 7:30. Over.
Right, does he wish us to arrange that? Over.
He wants you to arrange that. Two meetings tonight. McNamara and Bundy.
Yep.
And the leadership about 7:30. Over.
Does he mean the Democratic leadership only? Over.
I part of the leadership, and I'll give you some names. Over.
Right, over.
The Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Carl Albert. Hale Fogg.
Yeah.
Carl Hammett.
Wait a moment, say that one again.
Aaron's?
Yeah.
Bennett, are you listening? Over.
Will you take what I have for me, over, and then we can go on.
So let's deal, over.
I have the Speaker, Carl Albert, Hale Boggs, Leslie Aaron's. Over.
This is Watchman, and that is correct. I will now continue with the Senate. Over.
Right, over.
Right.
Yeah. Others. Yeah. Wait a moment. I have the first three. Over. Repeat. Over.
Hello, sir. Stand by, please.
Yeah.
Roger.
Crown, this is Angel. Crown, this is Angel.
Crown, Angel. Post.
This is Angel. Would you, I broke down with Mr. Bundy. Would you check your Senate list for me? Over.
I have Mansfield, Humphreys, Smathers. Over.
This is Watchman. In addition to Mansfield, Humphrey, and Smathers, you want Dirksen?
Yeah. Kiko, Hickenlooper, over.
That is correct. For about 7:30, over.
7:30 at the White House, over.
7:30 in the cabinet room, over.
Tell the Vice President the cabinet room is under rearrangement, but the Oval Room will be ready, over.
The Oval Room, it will be. You mean the official room?
The president, I mean both the fish room and the president's study, and we will try to have the cabinet room, but that's a detail. We can work that out. Over.
Mrs. Weitzman, he does not want to go in the mansion or in the oval room of the president's study or the president's office.
Correct.
The cabinet room is ready and put it in the fish room. Over.
I have you. I understand. Always in the west wing. Over.
This is correct. Over.
I have nothing further. Over.
Mrs. Weitzman, now please. Duplex about the changes so we don't confuse it. Duplex is Jerry Bean, over?
Right, I will.
See you in a little while, over.
Okay.
Air Force One, Andrews Air Force One, over.
Air Force, this is Crown.
This is Warrior, the Crown. Warrior, the Crown. Crown, are you reading, over?
Warrior, this is Crown. Loud and clear.
Crown, hold one for a transmission from witness.
This is Watchman, over.
Standby,
Air Force One, Andrews, you're loud and clear, 1-3.
Air Force One, give me another line of ground, please.
All right, sir.
Bartender, side man, would you give me crown, please?
Give me who, sir? General Andrews?
Yes.
Who do you want to give a call?
The crown. White House.
Just a moment.
White House?
Roger, stand by for Air Force One.
Roger.
Air Force One, Andrews, crown on, go ahead.
Warrior, how do you read, over?
Air Force One, this is Crown, you're loud and clear, go ahead.
White House.
Crown, this is Warrior, will you give me another patch to Winter? Another patch to Winter, over.
Roger, stand by.
There's we're still standing by for Crown. Andrews, we're still standing by for Winter through Crown.
Would you repeat?
Roger, we are still standing by for Winter. We are still standing by for Winter.
That's a Roger.
On Andrews.
Crown, that is Warrior, over.
Warrior, Andrews, stand by. Winter is still in another patch. Winter is still in another patch. I have a message for a radio operator on Air Force One.
Hello, Andrews?
Yes.
You're still connected with me right now.
Roger, could you ring them for me?
Ring them again?
Yes.
Warrior,
Crown. Crown, give them another call.
Warrior, this is Crown. Warrior, this is Crown. We are having some difficulty in locating Winter. Would you stand by, please?
That's a Roger, Crown. This is Warrior.
Air Force One, Andrews. Andrews?
Andrews, Air Force One.
Roger, sir. Could you give me a quick check on 9?
I just up there at Clover.
Roger, sir. Standing by. This is...
How about bringing that 13 through Liberty remote on the coast and going back with it? Liberty, Roger, stand by. Okay, and Andrews, how about relaying our new block time at 23050, 2305 to Air Force Command Post and all concerned, go ahead.
Roger, sir, copied, will do.
Texas ground, come in.
He may be out in the west lobby, over.
Roger, stand by. Sir, Warrior, this is ground, come in.
He may be out in.
Air Force One, I'm six.
Air Force One, Andrews, loud and clear.
Oh, give me crown, please, in a hurry.
Roger, stand by.
Hello, Andrews.
Roger, Crown.
Roger.
Stand by Air Force One.
Air Force One, Andrews, give Crown a call.
Break Crown Air Force One, volunteer requesting a patch with Mrs. Rose Kennedy as soon as possible. Go ahead.
Roger, understand. Volunteer wants a patch with Mrs. Rose as soon as possible.
Mrs. Rose Kennedy, roger.
Roger, roger. I'll work on that right away. And also, while I'm working on that, could we have a confirmation? A confirmation on earlier transmission from AF1 stating that the commercial telephone service, I say again, commercial telephone service for the Johnson residence should be discontinued with the direct lines to White House. Do you roger that?
Stand by the word. We'll have to check it out.
Roger, roger. While you're checking on that, I'll work on the call to Mrs. Rose Kennedy for volunteers. Stand by.
How about this 13 with Liberty? Looker standing by. You want to call him, Alistair? Okay, we'll put you on 13.
Roger.
That is affirmative. Confirmation on your request. Go ahead.
White House, roger. That is affirmative. Affirmative.
Affirmative. You have it correct.
Roger, roger. Stand by for the other party.
Party, roger for your message, and they're standing, they advise you to stand by for your party.
Andrews, I have a patch in the crown, and I do not want it broken.
Sir, you're still on patch with crown.
Okay. Air Force One, you still on?
Roger, roger, please stand by.
Roger, standing by.
AF1, please stand by. We have Mrs. Rose Kennedy.
Stand by.
AF1, have you got your party? Go ahead.
Stand by one, please. You have her standing by?
Roger, roger. I'm going to put Mrs. Rose Kennedy on the line now.
Okay, Crown, we're coming on now.
Roger, roger.
Just a moment, Mr. Kennedy. Just one moment now, please. Paul, are you on?
Hello?
Stand by one now, please.
One, AF1, AF1 from Crown, come in.
Crown, this is Air Force One. Do you read us? Over.
I'm reading you loud and clear. I have Mrs. Kennedy standing by. Are you ready with volunteer? Go ahead.
Yes, we are ready. Can you put her on and I'll turn her over to him? Over.
Roger, roger. She's coming on now. AF1 from Crown, Mrs. Kennedy on. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Mrs. Kennedy. Hello, Mrs.
Yes.
Kennedy. We're talking from the airplane. Can you hear us all right? Over.
Thank you. Hello.
Yes, Mrs. Kennedy. I have Mr. Johnson for you here.
Yes, thank you.
Hello. Mrs. Kennedy?
Yes. Yes,
yes,
yes, President.
Yes, I wish to God there was something that I could do, and I wanted to tell you that we were greeting with you.
Yes, fascinating. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I know you love Jack and he loves you.
Yes, Kennedy, we feel like we just had a...
Yes, all right.
We are glad that you reached and had the son.
Yes. Yes, well, thank you, Lady Bird. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Yes. Yes. Love and prayers to all of you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Crown, this is Warrior. I think that is over. Is that a Roger, Roman?
That is a Roger, Warrior. That is a Roger. Mrs. Kennedy has hung up. Go ahead.
Crown, now would you give me that patch to Walter Jenkins in President Johnson's office? Over.
Roger. Stand by one.
And, Crown, get somebody to come up on the Charlie set, please.
Roger, sir, you're loud and clear. I still have
WTE
standing by for Warrior.
Okay, bring him up on 9, please.
Roger, sir, send my one.
Crown, go ahead and give Air Force One a call now.
Air Force One, this is Crown, come in.
Crown.
Andrews, Crown is on, go ahead.
Reassuring. How about it? Told him to do this, over.
Well, we told him to look into that,
something in the climb up there. I guess he assumed that we wanted it done. We were going to discuss it in flight.
I see.
All right, we should go ahead with the present plan and park in the regular place. I asked Hornbuckle to get in touch with you. I'll pass some instructions to him. We need steps on the right front of the aircraft. The press box will be on the left front of the aircraft. The President Johnson will deplane at the front of the aircraft. And we need a first lift at the rear of the aircraft. Lace will deplane on the right front. Over.
Tiger, understand those instructions, and they have all been carried out. We will continue with the plan to spot you in the regular place. There will be a ramp left front, a ramp right front, a forklift left rear, the press area left front. Over.
Very fine, and now we'll keep in touch.
So Roger, thank you, and out.
I still have your patch.
All right, Roger.
AF1 from Crown.
Crown, AF1, go ahead.
Roger,
could you pass this to Wing? Pass this to Wing that on his message to Slugger, Slugger was still in Dallas, and has been advised to contact Wing as soon as he possibly can.
Roger, Air Force One copy, well passed.
Roger, Crown out for now. Do you have anything further, AF1?
Roger, stand by one now. We'll have another patch from Warrior.
Crown?
Crown on.
Yeah, go ahead, give Air Force One a call.
AF1, Crown, go ahead.
Okay, I need Capital 43121, extension 493. We'll talk to anyone there.
Say again, it was Capital 43291, extension 493.
That's 43121, extension 493.
Roger, understand. Anyone in particular there?
Roger, anyone at that number?
Roger, stand by. AF1 from Crown, was that extension 493?
That is affirmative, Congressman Thomas's office.
Say again the Congressman's name, as they say they have no such extension.
It's Congressman Thomas, Tango Hotel Oscar, Mike Alpha Sierra.
Roger, stand by.
Congressman Thomas' office on the line.
Roger, this is the airplane. The Congressman is requesting that you place his door keys under the doormat of his residence. Go ahead.
Okay, hello?
Hello, did you hear me?
There will be someone at his residence.
I understand the house will be open and someone will be at the residence, is that correct? Hello, I understand that the residence will be occupied. Someone will be at home, is that right?
AF1, this is Crown. That is a Roger. She said that there would be someone at the residence.
Okay, fine, Crown. Thank you very much.
Roger, Crown out.
And Andrews, would you check on the current temperature there when you get a moment?
Roger.
The last message I got was they queried me as to whether a volunteer was aboard. Go ahead.
Roger, there's the moment.
Weather, Sergeant, next to the right, Andrews, what's temperature here, Andrews, temperature?
Present temperature is 64 degrees.
Okay, what will the forecast be about 2300, is that
right?
No.
2300?
Yeah.
Local?
Zulu time.
Zulu?
Yeah.
That'd be...
Like
it's 62.
About 60 degrees? Thank you very much.
62.
62, gotcha. Right. Thank you.
We'll have to resend the...
Yes, we're not going to be able to send them, I don't believe, because we only got them on one circuit.
Oh, I see. All right, fine. We'll just notify the people when they send it. We can send them on the way then.
All right.
Thank you very much, Zach. I've got to run the circuit up.
Is it Liberty, Roger?
Air Force One, Andrews.
Air Force One, go ahead.
Roger, present temperature 64 degrees, 2300 forecast 62 degrees.
Roger, thank you.
Air
Force One, would you give me the command post, please?
Roger, sir.
Air Force command post, sir.
Roger, officer.
Roger, Andrew, type in of Air Force One, for patch.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, thank you.